Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Hopes spring eternal this time of year for gardeners sowing seeds and seasonal dreams. But it's not just rural folk who have the fun. Far from the maddening calm of the country, in Boston's Roxbury neighborhood, you'll find an inner city oasis. On 450 square feet of raised beds behind her home, Patty Moreno plants a hopeful horn of plenty. Moreno calls herself Garden Girl and produces how-to videos about growing food in small urban spaces. She's as city as you can get.
I was born in Queens, raised in the South Bronx, Spanish Harlem, Lower East Side, and a little bit of Brooklyn, too. But growing up in the city, I had no idea what a garden was.
But Moreno learned after she transplanted to Boston. Now she grows so much food on the 1,000th of an acre she cultivates that she sells the surplus produce from her front stoop. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom caught up with Patty Moreno as the garden girl was arranging rocks around her goldfish pond.
Spring is awesome. It's perfect climate, I think, to be outside. You know, you haven't really messed anything up yet in terms of your growing season yet. You know, it's just a very hopeful time.
Patty Moreno is petite with thick, curly black hair and contagious enthusiasm. She points to little green spikes poking through last year's dead leaves.
This is literally wild onion. I don't know how it got here. I never planted onion here. You know, I can eat it raw. I love eating raw foods. Let me pull some up. I won't eat all of it. I'll let most of it go back to seed so that I can keep getting it every single year. And there's only so much edible onion that you can...
Across the garden, Patty pokes hopefully under dry leaves. She's looking for the asparagus she planted last spring. But there's no sign of the little green shoots.
Uh-oh. Wonder what happened. I don't know. Maybe the crowns are not deep enough or something. We'll see. All hope is not lost yet. I'm going to monitor my plantings from last year before I call any of them sort of duds or anything.
Along the side of her house is her container garden. In large clay pots, she grows everything from pears and peaches to olives and kumquats.
Out here in the container garden, you can basically plant anything that you would plant in the ground in a container. You just have to treat certain things differently. So like fruit trees, for example, pay special attention to fertilizing your plants when you're going to do those bigger plantings that should be really in the ground.
She buys fruit tree saplings, but most of her garden gets its start right here inside her home.
We are going to the sun porch where I have all of my seedlings started that I'm going to bring outside.
Wow, this is impressive, Patty.
So this is my little seed starting factory.
Tall wooden shelves line the walls and windows of her sun porch. Beneath long rectangular grow lamps are countless round discs with little seedlings popping out of them.
My new go-to growing medium, if you will, is cocoa fibers, which is made out of the shell of a coconut. They put them in these little pellet-sized sort of round discs. Add water, and then whatever seeds you want to start, you want to put two or three seeds right in the middle of these little pellets. Really, you just want to keep it in a sunny spot that's warm. And Mother Nature is Mother Nature, and when it's the right time and temperature for it to start germinating, it will. And then pop it in the ground.
On Patty's sun porch are familiar backyard vegetables, tomatoes, zucchini, and lettuce. But she's more adventurous than most gardeners.
I have just every herb imaginable. Echinacea, lemon balm, feverfew, hyssop bloom, mint, chives, parsley, sage, thyme, tons of eggplant and pepper and golden midget watermelon. A loofah. I'm growing loofah for the first time this year. You know the loofah sponge? It's a gourd. And these were seeds that I got from Seed Savers Exchange, which is like a seed saving company that's into heritage or heirloom seeds. It's nice to be able to put your time and effort, I think, into something that you can't just go and buy at the corner store. These sort of smaller, more unique varieties you can't get.
Even though she's already growing so much, she still plans to hit the garden center. There's always some new plant to experiment with.
This year, I'm just like, if I want to grow it, I'm going to do it. I'm taking advantage. I don't care. I'll build another raised bed or move a bed or, I don't know, do something. And then maybe someday I'll get a greenhouse. Someday I'll have a greenhouse and I'll be able to just grow all year and the seasons won't matter anymore. I can have whatever I want, whatever I want.
Patty Moreno sent me home with some seedlings. I'll be out in my yard this weekend to plant them. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom in Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Coming up, turning a field of carbon destruction into a climate change demonstration project. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.